From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama calls for Russia to stop airstrikes in Syria. At a White House news conference, Mr. Obama said that Russia's policy in Syria is a recipe for disaster. As VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb reports, the president says the strikes are not part of the fight against the Islamic State, but are part of a coordinated attack on the Syrian people.
President Obama was clear. It's time the strikes against moderate rebels stopped.
We reject Russia's theory that everybody opposed to Assad is a terrorist. We think that is self-defeating. It will get them into a quagmire. It will be used as a further recruitment tool for foreign fighters.
But the Syrian government has welcomed Russia's involvement. Coalition airstrikes hit Islamic State targets in Deir ez-Zor, Hasaka, and the Islamic State-overrun city of Palmyra. Russia, on the other hand, hit targets in Idlib and Hama. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
Officials on Friday released the names, ages, and brief biographies about the 9 dead in the shooting rampage at Umpqua Community College in Oregon on Thursday. The victims ranged in age from 18 to 67. One of the freshmen was active in the Future Farmers of America. Another was only on his 4th day of college. Also, federal agents said that the shooter had a total of 13 weapons, all of which were bought legally and from the same gun dealer. 26-year-old Chris Harper Mercer opened fire at the school Thursday, killing 9 people and wounding 9 others before dying during a gunfight with police. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency reports the number of refugees and migrants who have arrived in Greece by sea this year will soon top 400,000. As Lisa Schlein reports, the UNHCR says the total number of Mediterranean sea crossings stands at well over 500,000 and is continuing to climb.
The UN Refugee Agency reports an overwhelming number of refugees and migrants crossing the Mediterranean from Turkey are arriving in Greece, followed by Italy with 131,000 people arriving so far this year. The agency says a record 168,000 people made the perilous sea crossing in September. That is the highest monthly figure this year and almost 5 times the number in September 2014. The UNHCR says 97% of all those fleeing to Europe by sea are from the world's top 10 refugee-producing countries, led by Syria, Afghanistan, and Iraq. It rejects the perception that they are economic migrants in search of a better life. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Israel has sent hundreds of troop reinforcements to the West Bank after Palestinian gunmen killed a Jewish couple in a drive-by shooting. Military sources said the assailants drove up alongside the Israelis' vehicle and riddled it with bullets. The attack comes amid simmering unrest surrounding the Mosque of Al-Aqsa in Jerusalem's Old City. The mosque and the Golden Dome of the Rock are revered by Muslims as the place where the Prophet Muhammad ascended into heaven. For Jews, the location is that of 2 biblical temples and the holiest site in Judaism. Hurricane Joaquin pounded the islands of the central Bahamas with torrential rain and powerful wind and waves on Friday. However, forecasters say it is not likely to hit America's east coast. The extremely dangerous Category 4 storm on a scale of 1 to 5 is causing flooding in lightly populated parts of the Bahamas. Rick Nebb is with the U.S. National Hurricane Center.
The models have become much more in agreement, and we are pretty confident that the hurricanes are going to pass well offshore of the east coast of the U.S.
Also, the U.S. Coast Guard is still trying to find a U.S.-registered container ship with 33 crew aboard that went missing during the storm. The 224-meter-long El Faro had taken on water and was listing in an area near Crooked Island, one of the islands most battered by Joaquin. In 2012, Superstorm Sandy moved inland from the Atlantic and devastated New York and New Jersey, killing 120 people and causing billions of dollars of damage. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.